Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the gallery, please rise for a prayer by Senator Emery, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
The psalmist proclaimed, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Merciful Lord, I join with my Senate colleagues this morning to pray for Senator Riddle as she goes through her recovery. May your healing presence flow through her body to renew her strength and vigor, comfort her in spirit, soul, and body, and bring her quickly back into the service of her constituents and this state. Lord, give us the tools we need to pursue peace within this body and in our state and nation. Produce in us the character of Christ to be ever kinder and more forgiving. Strengthen our faith to build relationships that are strong enough to overcome every trial, and they will open avenues of peace among us. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, here. Serpoy, here. Crawford, here. Cunningham, here. Curls, Eigel, Emery, here. Hageman, here. Holzman, here. Hoskins, here. Huff, here. Koenig, Leibola, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. Senate is in session. Senator from the 15th is here. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, third day, Monday, January 13th, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Butler County.
May I inquire the Senator from Green?
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I just want to mention to you, I don't know if you've seen it today, but we spent $1 trillion more than we have in the United States.
We spent $1 trillion more than we have?
Just $1 trillion. And I didn't know how much money that meant down around Springfield, but down around Poplar Bluff, that's a lot of money.
That's probably one of those analogies that you could stack, you know, $100 bills to the moon and back and not get quite halfway to a trillion. It's a lot of cash.
A lot of cash. But I didn't know if you caught that or not.
I had not seen it.
Okay. Well, I've seen it on TV, so I think it's a fact.
That's probably true.
Thank you.
Senator from Phelps County, I would remind you, Senator from Phelps, I would remind you, illegal props on Senate desks are strictly against Senate rules. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 3rd District was the first audible response.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduce special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, we have special guests up here today from Irondale, Missouri. We have Lindsay and her dad, John Bloom. Lindsay is a fifth grader at Lincoln Intermediate. Her mom's up here today for an educational seminar over in the governor's office building, and we'd like for the body to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome these folks to the Missouri State Senate. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple guests. If we can recognize them in the chamber, to my right and your left, if we can recognize my good friend Karen Arosti, who's here with the Anti-Defamation League, Eric Winzetto from Washington University, who's interning in my office. We would make sure he has on a jacket next time. And Mr. Ed Bryant, who's also here, and he works with the United Way and a good friend of mine. If the chamber can recognize them.
Would all three of these guests please rise, and would the Senate recognize them today? Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left, your right, I have three special friends from Jackson, Missouri. Emily Keene, Jennifer Keene, and John Keene. Please help me in making them welcome to the Senate today.
Let's welcome
these
folks from Jackson, Missouri to the Senate chambers today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Boone.
President, I have a resolution that I'm sending forward.
Send your resolution forward. Are you seeking a waiver of the reading, Senator?
Mr. President, I'm seeking a waiver of the reading. I'll explain it and then we'll, yeah.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, would you care to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the resolution that we pass on a yearly basis to allow our staff to get paid. It's as simple as that. Not any big changes. The net is zero from some small changes that were made. I'll be happy to take questions. I will be asking for a suspension of the rules so that we can pass it today as well.
You've heard the motion to adopt the resolution. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, would you care to make a motion to take the resolution up today?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm seeking unanimous consent to suspend the rules so that we can pass this resolution today.
Hearing no objection, that rule shall be suspended so the resolution may be voted on today. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion offered by the senator from Boone? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two concurrent resolutions.
Please send both of your concurrent resolutions forward. Those resolutions shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Johnson, would you care to explain either of the resolutions?
No explanation is necessary, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolutions, the senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
No explanation necessary at this time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 36, an act relating to designating every November as National American History and Foundation, or Founders Month.
Concurrent resolution, Senator from the 20th.
Resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 37, an act relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose certain amendments to the United States Constitution which place limits on the federal government.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send both of your bills forward.
Thank you, Bill. There is no explanation necessary for either bill at this time or the bill who delivered the bills.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 869, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to a sales tax for emergency services.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 870, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to lists of health care provider participation in health benefit plans.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 871, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill at this time?
Briefly. Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is basically redefining blight. It's very ambiguous as it stands today. We have a lot of areas that are using TIF in a way that is really disruptive to the whole program. This here bill would allow for blight to be defined and how we use TIFs in blighted areas, the most blighted areas that's needed. And we will talk further about this bill once it hits the floor, but it's a great piece of legislation. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, will you please read the bills?
Senate Bill Number 872, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to use taxes.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 873, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to a public safety sales tax.
The senator from Barrie.
That's correct. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, will you please read the senator from Barrie's bill?
Senate Bill number 874, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to broadband infrastructure improvement districts.
Senator, do you care at this time to explain your bill?
No.
Fantastic. Introduction of bills. Senator from Barton.
Bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 875, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities.
Introduction of bills, Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have been entrusted with filing a bill.
Would you care to send your bill forward, Senator? Thank you.
We are.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 876, introduced by Senator Libela, an act relating to the composition of off-highway vehicles.
Senator from Butler.
I would like to take maybe 30, 45 minutes to explain my bill.
It's your time, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 20th, please send your three bills forward. Would you care to explain them?
No explanation is necessary.
Fantastic. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the senator from the 20th's first bill?
Senate Bill number 877, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to apprenticeships.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 878, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to fines or penalties issued by the Department of Natural Resources.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the third bill from the senator from the 20th?
Senate Bill number 879, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to statutes of limitations.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The order of business is the introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the one bill from Senator from Boone?
Senate Bill number 880, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to the protection of information controlled by state agencies.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson.
I have two bills.
Senator, please send your bills forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 881, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to discovery in criminal cases.
Madam Secretary, will you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 882, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to transportation devices.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson. Please send your bills forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the Senator from Johnson's first bill?
Senate Bill number 883, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to levy districts.
Senator, do you care to explain your first bill?
I do.
Please proceed,
thank you,
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few comments on the first and second bill. These bills deal with the flooding and some possible solutions for the levy districts that are in my district as well as in other districts across the state. As you know, that Missouri has experienced tremendous flooding starting last March and even continues to this day. So we want to do everything we can in order to try and alleviate that flooding problem and help out our farmers, business owners, and homeowners throughout the state and try and alleviate any flooding issues that we have. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the Senator's second bill?
Senate Bill number 884, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to levy and drainage districts.
Thank you, Senator. And thank you, Madam Secretary. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business. Second reading of Senate concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, SCR 33.
Senate concurrent resolution number 33, an act relating to Minority Organ Donor Awareness Month in Missouri.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics.
Senator from Boone.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objections, the order of business for the body now will be announcements. Announcements. Any announcements at all? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Boone. All those in favor, please say aye. Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.